Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we love.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Thursday night footy.
On a beautiful but now breezy Sydney evening, it is Thursday night football. The South Sydney Rabbitohs off to the finals against the Bulldogs, who only have two more chances to shake off the wooden spoon with only two wins this season. ANZ Stadium is the venue. It is round 19, women in league round. Wendell Saylor. Geez, you're looking sharp. You've got nice tight black shirt on. You've got, what do you call that that hat? The
I'm not sure. It's like a beret. Samuel,
the beret. Well, it's not
like
a beret.
I know, but it's not the Peaky Blinders. What do they call it?
Yes.
You know what? I haven't seen that series yet. I haven't seen that.
Hey, me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither. I'm on Yellowstone. I can only do one show at a time.
My young bloke, Tristan, he goes, mate, Dad, you need to watch it. The more he tells me to watch it, the more I don't want to watch it. So I know I need to watch it. Because everyone's telling me that I should watch it.
It's the scenery and the clip-clops of the sounds of the horses and the country. You would love it. You're a country boy.
You're a clip-clop fan, Dan. I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Mate, you're the fill-in guy tonight.
Yeah.
Mate, I didn't know you're a clip-clop kind of guy.
Lovely scenery and country.
Right. Yeah.
Mate, how are you? Good.
I'm good.
What
then?
Are you
how
doing
are you?
Here?
I don't know.
They just rang me.
I've been busy all week, and someone rang me and said, "Mate, can you fill in MG's off?" So here I am filling in for the big man.
And what were you doing? Parent Teacher Day today?
I had Parent Teacher Day this afternoon, actually. But they do it. The good thing about Parent Teacher Day is you used to have to go up there and wait around and walk into classrooms. Now it's all on Zoom. You can sort of sit at home and you can just flick through and but you have about 8 or 9 of them, and with the two kids it was interesting.
Did they get a good review?
They're good at some things, but they're not so good in others, which is just normal.
Now it's a German. This is the German school.
Yeah,
is it a brutal assessment from the German teachers?
They are. Well,
we know they're
pretty straightforward. Dan.
That's right. Yes.
It's hard because they work off the German curriculum. Yeah. So basically, the things that they don't have to deal with over here is two languages. Because at the school, basically the kids are taught bilingual the whole way, so sometimes development's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But over in the German curriculum, they don't deal with that second language issue until I think they get to 11 or 12. So it can slow the progress down. But then when they're comparing them to what happens over in the German curriculum, obviously they can be a little bit behind. So there is a few different things to weigh up, but they're doing okay.
And that's good. I love how you and your beautiful wife work together. See, in the Saylor household, it's gone the other way. So I didn't really parent that much. I was like the fun guy. I was the fun guy. You won't believe that. So it's worked out well. So Tristan's obviously just finished his uni, so he's finished commerce. Now he's into architecture. Now he's going to do architecture as well.
So what do you waste the last 5 years doing commerce?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. But anyway, that's not part of what I do. That's not my job. My job's
the
fun guy.
Well, you can ask questions.
Yeah, no, I know. But
you, who paid for university?
Pardon?
Who paid for university?
He did. Through his football and
he just doesn't want to get a real job.
So, what's it even better?
If he wanted that, he would have got an arts degree like I did. Anyway, go on, Del.
And then, even better the other day. So then Matisse, we sit at dinner Monday night. Matisse has got early entry into uni as well.
Oh,
so
well
there you
done.
Go. So Tara's done a great job.
Oh, good.
She's been to uni. Tristan and Matisse are going to uni. I didn't go to uni, but you don't need uni, so I'm doing what I'm doing. So that's good.
Well done.
And then even when there were school interviews, Peace goes out, are you coming to the... I said, mate, your mum's going.
What did you get, Dan? An arts degree?
Yeah. Arts degree,
in what?
Was it good?
Communication studies.
Oh, yeah.
It's a complete waste. Okay. It was lovely. It was a nice 3 years in the Gong at the University of
Wales. Yeah,
really? Did
beautiful.
You live down there?
Did you like it down there?
No, I used to get the train down there in the morning and then get back up in there. I wasted it. I should have lived down there.
You would have loved
it. Great 3 years.
Yes.
I was a little shy then. So,
Things have changed.
How things have changed. Now, we do Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water and Maccas, of course, and already we're off the rails here talking about everything other than rugby league.
Oh, it's nice to catch up.
Beautiful night. What about the day in Sydney? For those outside New South Wales or outside Triple M Sydney, it got up to early 30s today.
Yes, it did.
But thankfully, we're going to have some nice conditions here because it would have been quite arduous for these players to be running around in 30 degrees, but beautiful conditions. Do we expect anything other than a South Sydney wind, Del?
No, I just think Wayne will, mate, he'll want to toughen that defence up, and then especially that middle third, just their attitude going to the finals now. They got last week done because they're waiting for the finals. You can't just wait for the finals. You've got to get yourself into a real good rhythm, and it's got to be a bit of a war, and that's what Wayne wants, because Wayne knows you can't just get to the finals and switch it on.
Yeah.
At the Dragons, when I was playing there, we had a couple of little losses, and it just derailed our season, and we got knocked out in straight sets, as you know.
They can make the four good, South, but they'd have to win there too, which includes beating the Roosters, but then they need a whole other run. I think they need Parramatta to lose both. They need Canberra to lose. It's unlikely.
Yeah.
But they're probably playing for fifth and sixth, so at least get a home final in week one.
They'll do that.
You would think, wouldn't you?
I think the concern for the Rabbits, Dan, and we spoke about it on through the season, it's like they didn't find their identity till the back end of the season, and we saw that a couple of weeks ago with those sort of games against the Eels, 38-0, and they put it two or three in a row together, and you kind of sat back and went, okay, here they come. Like, we've been waiting for this all year. They've shown 40 minutes or 50 minutes, but, you know, when they put 80 minutes together and they perform like that, they can challenge. And then I think that, you know, the loss of Latrell, not just in what he does on the field, but off the field, his presence, I think that's a big loss for him. And young Allen's been doing well, but, you know, players like Latrell, ball runners like that, do things that only a handful of players in the game can do. So you can't replace that.
Yeah.
The concern for me with the Rabbits is, I mean, they've played top eight sides 8 times and they've only had 2 victories over those teams. So this week's important for them, you know, that they more so go on with the job. They'll have too much talent. The Bulldogs will get into positions like they did last week, but they won't convert. The Rabbits will convert. I think they'll be too good tonight. The big test for them and where they need to step up is next week against the Roosters.
And I've jumped the gun here. They're no guarantee of finishing sixth because they're 1 point ahead of Newcastle, who are seventh.
They got the Dragons this week on Sunday.
So they got the Dragons, but then Newcastle have got Gold Coast. So if they're Nickham, the Knights, they'll win both those games, even though the Gold Coast are giving everyone trouble.
Yeah.
South have got that game against the Roosters. So it's shaping up as though South's likely to play Newcastle in week one of the knockout stuff, but where that venue is up for grabs. And it's important because today it's been announced. Is this official? It's certainly going to happen. The New South Wales government is easing off on social distancing. So all of a sudden, these grounds are going to be up to half full.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, a game at Newcastle could get, I think it's 15,000.
Yeah, it would be 15,000.
30,000 venue. So that's significant.
Yes.
And similarly, ANZ, all of a sudden, you could get 40,000 there. I'm not sure they'd get that for South and Newcastle.
Bankwest, 15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it actually is of value. And, Gerds, I've got a bone to pick. I don't normally do opinions on this show. I'll leave that for MG and Wendell. Charlie asks always, what do you guys want to talk about? I'll just leave you blokes sort of decide. Penrith are going to get a home final, right, in week one, which they've thoroughly earned. They're going to win the minor premiership in a canter. There's every chance they're going to play Parramatta in the 1v4 final. They're going to get to play that at Penrith in front of 8,000 instead of 40,000 at ANZ. Now, is it just me or is that bonkers?
That makes no sense to me, Dan. And you're right, they've earned the right. But you know what? So the fans, and I think they need to think a little bit outside of, you know, the best situation for them. They need to look after that community. And that community has obviously been starved of success now for a long period of time, and they're having it. Now, a limited amount of people on a weekly, every couple of weeks can go to Penrith Stadium, and they're probably looking after the loyal members and fans, as they should.
Absolutely.
But the wider community, if they can get involved in this finals campaign, which they will be able to if they play it out of ANZ. So if you've got 40,000 there and you allow, as opposed to maybe 6,000 Penrith people that can go to Penny Park and 2,000, you know, tickets there for the Eels fans, I think that's probably what the split would be like. All of a sudden, you're getting, you know, maybe 26,000 Penrith fans that can then go and share in the success at ANZ and the others are the Eels fans. So it's all you want to win the game. It gets you into, you win that first game and you get into a prelim final. I understand the importance of that. But I think the league at some point need to step in and say, hey, you know, we need to see a bigger picture.
So remember 09?
That's what happened with us.
Right.
We won
it at Cogger. The famous one. So St. George Illawarra earned the right, like Penrith, finished first, got to play eighth place Parramatta. Now, this is when Jared Hayne was going bonkers.
Yes.
And the NRL, now back in those days, teams, week one, home finals, right? You get to choose where you want to play it. And the Dragons said, we want to play it at Cogger. Right, and the NRL said, well, we think we can fill the football stadium. Here's a check for $250,000 if you allow us to move the game. Because Jared Hayne, Parramatta, big supporter base, Dragons, big supporter base, they would have filled it easily.
Of course.
And the Dragons said, no.
Yep.
Right. And then what? Well, in the end, Parramatta won, but that's irrelevant. But it cost, but 20-something thousand were locked out of the game. And the NRL at that stage said, we're never allowing that again, right? No fault of the Dragons. We gave them the choice, but we're taking the choice out of the club's hands. It's an NRL event anyway. We get all the money. We're going to make sure no one is ever locked out again of a final. I think you'll find with this shortened season, it may have been a compromise. They said, okay, we're taking a couple of home games off you, but if you earn the right, you get to play your first final at home. But to me, it's bonkers.
Yeah.
But
I'd be very surprised if Pete Volandis just doesn't step in and end it.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. The benevolent dictators.
Yeah.
Now, in the end, they might end up playing Canberra in the 1v4, and then it's a different story.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's hard to make a case for Penrith when Melbourne, they want to play their first final. They can't play it at Amy. They're going to finish second. They want to play it on the Sunshine Coast, their second home, and they're not allowed. They've got to come down to Suncorp.
Yeah, but they've got a great record at Suncorp too.
Hang on, heck, we can't ask Penrith fans to drive half an hour down the road and get, because Penrith fans are going to be locked out of this game.
That was to my point, Dan. Yeah. That's the community that are just dying to share the success of what the team have achieved this year. So
put them on a Saturday night.
Yep.
So you don't want to go up against peak hour. You imagine that as an event. Like, that would be the first major event in Sydney in, what, 7 or 8 months?
Yeah.
Which can actually have a mass crowd.
Yep.
Right, a mass crowd. So I was at Penrith. They played the Tigers. They got 3,500. It was actually a fantastic atmosphere. Okay. It was a real electricity. They deserve to have a home advantage. Let them have first crack of the tickets for 2 days or whatever. So, you know, on the Monday you sell tickets to Penrith members and then you maybe let everyone else have a go, Parramatta members, I don't know, on the Wednesday or the Tuesday. But you make sure Penrith are well served because it is their game.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm off on a tangent.
Okay. No, it's actually relevant what you say, mate.
Because that's only 2 weeks away. We've got to get this stuff sorted.
Yeah.
My personal view, and you might think I'm an idiot, is we should have just said every final in Sydney this year is at ANZ. That's it.
ANZ, right? Or Bankwest.
Okay, ANZ or Bank. Yeah. I would have said ANZ because open the.
Yeah, sorry.
We've got the maximum possible crowd.
Okay.
But anyway.
Gotcha.
Yep. Anyway, okay. That's fine. Let me move on. Yep. Adam Fanua Blake. This story came out of nowhere as we do Triple M footy for Maccas. You can tweet us at @MMNRL. 5 years at the Panthers. He's, one of their crucial players.
Manly.
At Manly. What did I say?
Yeah, Panthers.
Sorry,
Panthers.
I got them on my mind.
I was going to say,
be a handy pickup.
Fisher Harris in the front row. We're doing
Sell it. Well, Penrith isn't. You can say to him,
Penrith's not really Sydney.
Well, isn't that what Gus used to do?
West.
They used to take people. There was a trick they used to play, so they would take them out. I can't remember. Anyway.
Well, he didn't use it on me because he got me there when I was 19. I didn't even really know where Penrith was, living in Wollongong, but I soon found out.
Are we comfortable with him just saying, sorry, I want to move out with the family. I don't want to be in Sydney anymore. I don't know what the circumstances are, by the way, but are we comfortable with that?
I've got no problems with it. It's a two-way street. It's business. It's what it is. I know, clubs can move on players when they want to and sometimes, vice versa.
Have a listen to this, Gerds. This is Paul Kent, Triple M's Paul Kent on his Fox show, NRL 360.
Manly have put out their explanation. The best that they've given is family reasons, but we understand it's a little bit deeper than that, that he's probably got some links to his past a little bit that he needs to get away from. Apparently his wife said, let's just move out of here, get out of Sydney, and that's what they're doing.
Well, if I think about my relationship, Dan, my wife usually, knows what's the best thing for the family, and... It's a hard one. I think Manly have also got some salary cap issues, if I'm not mistaken, Dan. So I think it eases a little bit of pressure. I think he's probably their best, like other than Tommy at the back, I think he's probably their most influential player in the middle. He's got a great combination with Marty Tapau. I'm not sure whether they're jumping up and down and much about it. I mean, it's only sort of come out over the last couple of days. But how hard are Manly fighting for this not to happen? Do they, you know, how do they view his influence over the group, not just on the field, off the field?
Well, he signed all 2022, so they've got him over a barrel if they want to play a hardball. Should they go down the Melbourne Storm path with Josh Adokar and say, well, we're happy for you to move on, go where you want, but we've got to get something in return?
Yeah, I suppose.
Or do you just say, all right, well, you know what? It's been a good 5 years. Off you go.
I reckon so too, because don't forget, when he left the Dragons, and you know this, he left under...
domestic violence.
Yeah.
So Manly saved him. They gave him a chance.
Yeah, opportunity. So,
which he's repaid. He's been
fabulous. No, he has. He's been great, because I got to work with him down there. I never had any problems with him. I think Justin Holbrook was down there at that time too. Anyway, mate, sometimes you just got to move on. I think, and when the family's involved, and we've seen what's happened this year and last year in and around the game, just let him go. And, mate, they've got some really good players out Manly coming through. Upgrade a few of the young boys coming through, and then you know, you go back on the market.
Problem is, Gerds, they're probably going to have salary cap issues for the next few years because Cherry Evans is on 1.2 and the Trbojevic has signed all 2026.
Yep.
They're always going to be under
and
pressure.
And Marty, I think, just sort of re-signed and extended. And
You've got Paseka
coming through. But what about Kieran Foran? Does that open the door a little bit for him? Does that give them a little bit of room in other areas maybe?
Well, Dylan Walker I don't think is re-signed.
Okay.
And he was on good money.
Yeah,
so you're probably right.
Big money, yeah.
So we wait and see. Is Emma Lawrence with us tonight?
Yes, she is.
Okay, we'll catch up with her shortly. She's doing the sideline for us tonight, and we'll continue to preview this game and look ahead to the rest of round number 19. Just two rounds to go. Triple M rocking the footy, your home of all the finals.
For McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. 6th versus 16th. The Bunnies versus the Bulldogs tonight. Triple M rocking the footy for Ream Hot Water, steady, hot and strong. And for Macca's, you know what I did, Dale, the other day? I got Macca's and I forgot about the bloody Monopoly.
Did you?
I threw them all out.
Scratch
and sniff.
Unbelievable. McDonald's.com.au. Yep. Mm. It's the one thing, they made it so easy for you. You can just take a little photo of and it scans it.
Yeah,
but the thing is, you actually got to remember they gave you a ticket, so it's not idiot proof, but it almost is. The Macca's Monopoly, $532 million worth of prizes to be won, and your chance of an instant win is 1 in 5. We'll get to some team changes. Well, there aren't any, so they're 1-17 these sides. So per program, as they would say. Joseph Suaalii's in an interesting position, and Souths are in an interesting position as well. We all thought deal was done. Souths had beaten out rugby. They were paying an unproven kid 1.7 or something for 3 years. And yes, there's a big rap on him, but it's all changed because apparently his management has demanded a 5-year deal and a clause at the end of each year for a get out, which is that's the incredible part. He's what? Yeah, so he could, but
no,
that was the demand, saying we want to.
Oh, he's been poorly advised.
Yeah, but still,
how can the club win? I mean,
either he's a star and he's going to piss off,
or if he's not worth the money, he just hangs in there and takes it.
It's
blows his knee out first game.
I'm glad. What did South say? Said they won't have a bar of that.
Well, here's Wayne Bennett.
I think we've closed the door. I don't think either party's closed the door, but we certainly at this point in time he's not coming here. We've been keen on him for 12 or 18 months and it just hasn't worked out. We thought it was a very good offer and there's a lot of things going on for him, so they've come back with some conditions. And as I said, it may not be final yet, but certainly is from our point of view at the moment.
What do you do if you're a 17-year-old, Dill, and you've got, I mean, you don't know much about the world, and you've got a manager who you trust advising you like this?
It depends on your family situation too. So his background, his Polynesian background as well, Islander background.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, so with that too comes pressure of the family too. So like when you're signing a contract, you're thinking about your family, as we've seen with the Fijian boys and the Island boys sending their money back home. So Mate, I know Stephen Hall's, you know, from the Wallabies days and that, and obviously Auto. He said that this young kid came in against the Sevens program last year, against their number one jumper and that. He just killed it. He reckons if he played in the World Sevens at the moment, you know, if it was on, He said they'd win half of their games. He's that good, this kid.
Yeah.
But, and then you go to the NRL thinking, well, he's 17, will he make it? Mate, I think the 4 years would have been...
Well, apparently Souths are willing to offer
irrespective,
four and with no get-out clause.
Irrespective of how good this kid is,
the
South Sydney club can't do bad business like that. Irrespective of the talent of the kid, it's irrelevant at the end, because you can't be a responsible administrator and agree to those sort of terms. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
who the player is. You can't put the club and
at a risk
and the salary and your salary cap in that sort of position. It's irresponsible.
I suppose you could argue that Souths are willing to pay 1.7 for three. Out of all this, if they're going to up their offer, I gather financially, and go to 4 years, well, you could say the manager's a genius because of that.
That's right.
Outrageous demand has come. An extra. I mean, we all used to sort of go to NASA. We used to sort of go, well, geez, he's being ballsy, but he always got the best for his client.
Yeah, 100%.
But South's better off doing that. They're better off doing exactly what you said, paying more. If they believe that this kid's so
the real
good,
deal.
Yeah. Paying more.
But no get out.
No get outs.
Yeah.
That's doing that. That's at least then, you know, rolling the dice a little bit, but it's better business than just allowing this kid to do what he wants.
Can I just say this, but for those players that are there, whether you're Cody Walker or whatever, and, you know, they said they couldn't find any money for Alex Johnson, but they have now, and they were going to be in the mix for the Fox.
Yeah.
So if you're a player there, you know you want the best players to play with. Do you put a few players' noses out of joint thinking, this kid, like, you're going to pay him this, you know, I've done my apprenticeship here and, you know, I don't know, what may, you know, your thoughts?
Do you like so you talked about Johnson.
Yeah.
And the club sort of intimated that they relented to fan pressure.
Yes.
Do you like that?
Petitions, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
So they might have got Josh out of a car, but then they realised this would be such a bad PR move if we tell Alex he's got to go because we can't afford him, but we're bringing in Addo Carr who's going to make more. But do you like that the fans have essentially dictated that move?
I like the fans do get a say in the game. With the coaches and that, sometimes I haven't liked how far they've gone and some of the things that have happened. But I think with some of the players who have been there, mate, we saw those photos of Alex Johnson coming through the juniors, and he's always and he didn't want to go. And he admitted last week on radio he was disappointed when he was told that there wasn't any opportunity.
Yeah.
And you're buying players from outside the club. It happens to, you know, a fair few clubs now. Mate, you've got to reward those juniors coming through doing the hard work.
Souths have been basically in this position all year, Gerds, about fifth to seventh, right, roughly. Mm-hmm. What are they missing that takes them? I know Latrell's not there now, but even with Latrell there, they weren't knocking on the doors of the door of the Panthers and the Roosters and the Melbournes and even Parramatta for a while. What is the missing ingredient that makes them one of the premiership favourites?
Dan, I think the knock on South Sydney this year is it seems to me that they only play as well as they have to get the job done. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing. It can be good because they're that talented that they can hit that switch on and off. The bad in that is consistency and not being able to build up to anything at a substantial level where every week you go out and your fans and your club know how that team's going to perform, because you don't. You don't know. Yeah, I mean, the Dogs could, you know, jump to the lead and put a little bit of pressure on. I don't think there's any chance that Canterbury will win tonight because I think South Sydney, when they get into the right areas of field, just have the quality to convert that to points, and the Bulldogs don't. But for mine, it's just been a little bit lackluster in that regard from South Sydney. It's where, and I know Wayne and Wendell knows obviously better than most, that he has the ability to just to do that with teams, to just get them playing as good as they need to and to explode into the finals. They might be able to come out and do that. That's just not the way you see a lot of premiership titles won.
Mm.
And that's why I think they're just a little bit behind the other teams.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
We talked about their forward pack last week, but even for me, I reckon their two form forwards this year have been young Jaden Sewer and Bailey Serenin. So they've set like a standard. They've been really good. But, you know, like Damien Cook, I thought the new rules would suit him. You know, we're so expecting to see so much more from him. And you know, he's had a couple of good years, but Cam Murray's come back to the field a little bit. So
yeah, what's happened with Murray?
I don't know. I don't know whether, because they started him at the edge start of the year and then moved him into the middle. And sometimes, you know, well, you play at a level and you have to have a dip.
I mean, he's playing perfectly fine.
Yeah, but it's
not quite at the superstar levels.
Well, I think you look at that combination with Damien Cook in the middle as well. And, you know, Damien Cook hasn't had probably as much impact as he's had in previous years, and I think him and Cam Murray worked really well together, where, you know, Damien Cook would run off the back of Cam Murray, and I think that's really affected the way Damien Cook's played. But yeah, Cam Murray for mine, sometimes those second or third years, you know, you get a little bit tired, and, you know, people know exactly what you do. Like, if I'm writing a tip sheet and I'm playing South Sydney, I know that a lot of good things come off the back of Cam Murray play the ball. So what am I doing? I'm making sure every time he runs the football, I'm getting numbers in that tackle. I'm slowing his play, the ball's down. And just those little things, you know, like coaches now, he's a marked man. So then it becomes more difficult to have the same sort of impact, and then he just needs to work out other ways. And, I mean, that's what the really good players do. They just work out other ways that they can still have the same sort of impact as they did. But it's been a bit of a quiet year for him. But
is he a lock for
He's a
Origin?
Tremendous player. Well,
Freddie likes staying loyal to the guys that have won
Jake,
through.
Well, Jake, you know, you could say the same thing about Jake. Like, we called Jake's game last week, Trbojevic.
Didn't run it.
Two runs for 15 metres and probably got, you know, 40 possessions because he goes to first receiver a lot. Yeah. He's a ball player. But whether or not Freddie sees that as value, or whether or not that's just obviously the way that Manly want to play to get, you know, Cherry Evans a bit wider because they haven't settled on that combination as a six yet, it's hard to say. But all I know is you put either one of those guys in the 13 jumper in
for
New South Wales, and, mate, they're going to do what they have to do.
Mate, I'm nervous. I mean, are we going to Adelaide, boys, or not?
Yeah, we're going to Adelaide,
surely we're going to Adelaide.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I think we're allowed to travel. But, but now it's interesting.
I don't want to do quarantine. I'm out if we have to quarantine. I'm not quarantining.
Well, I don't think we can even if we had – if we had to, we'd be out because the grand final is on the Sunday and then Adelaide Origin is 10 days later. Okay. So if they're making us do 14 days, we're buggered.
Yeah.
I think we're ready.
They're not setting us in a quarantine, Dan.
Oh, the South Australian border may open this week, we're told.
They're sending us in a quarantine.
New South Wales, but not be for Victoria.
No, yeah.
I'm not going if I go to
Victoria. Oh, mate, I'm telling you, I could do it again. No, I'm done.
What if we all went and quarantined in the same room?
How big is the room?
Not big enough.
Yeah. Not big enough.
You imagine, like, we just it'd be a reality show.
Yeah.
Well, we just get on each other's nerves.
Yeah, mate, by the last day and a half, I had a bit of head noise. You don't want to be in
there. I'm surprised it took you that long, seriously, to have. You went that long holding it together because that I mean, at least you got your outside time.
That's right, but that was the key. The about day 11, day 12, that they let you have a bit longer. I think on the last day they gave me 2.5 hours outside because half the hotel actually left.
So. Well, also we've got to work out, are we going to Brisbane? Because it's Adelaide November 4, Sydney November 11, and we need the borders to be open in Queensland for November 18, but anyway, the grounds are going to be at half capacity, so that's great, actually. So Adelaide, I think it's 26,000. Sydney, well, at least 40,000, and Brisbane at this stage, 25,000. But, I mean, that's still a few weeks away, so hopefully that might open up as well. Anyway, we'll worry about that down the track. We've got a game to call tonight, and we'll come back right after this. It's the Dogs against the Rabbitohs from ANZ Stadium, live here on Triple M.
Hot water. Triple M rocks footy.
Just 16 games left of the regular season. South Canterbury coming up in about 15 minutes. You got Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, and Dan Ganane. Emma Lawrence will join us shortly. Tomorrow night, Girds, are you doing this one?
Yes, 6 o'clock game.
You could call Penrith win a minor premiership.
How exciting is that?
How good?
How good's that? So they've won 2, 91 and 03. Did you win your
both
one?
Both times.
And I'm winning the
minor prem and
then the premiership. But did you win it this early? I.e., did you have to wait till the last round? I still remember the rule 0-3. I reckon. I reckon you didn't win it till the last round.
It might have been the last round, or it might have been. I think it might have been. We played Parramatta at home, and it was either the last round or the second last round that and we wrapped it up.
So, do you anticipate Ivan's going to rest players?
Over the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Well, he's taken a Coruscant's having a little bit of a rest.
He's resting.
I don't get the feeling that He's too. I think because they're such a young side as well, Dan, and they're all, and winning is just one of those things where they don't seem to be getting knocked around as much. Touch wood. So they're all fit and healthy, and I don't think they want to.
What about from the other end of the spectrum, Matt Burton? Does he need some game time because they might end up needing him in the finals?
Yeah. That's the call.
Yeah,
that's the call, isn't it? They're the ones you're going to get right that could make or break your premiership tilt.
But I think he's a player. You could throw him in the finals and he'll do a job because he just we've seen him not at his worst, but we've seen him miss a few of those field goals. But he doesn't wear the scars. He doesn't carry the divots.
Who do they play? Who do they play in the last round, Dan? Question without
Dogs. Dogs. Dogs.
Yeah. Well, therefore, there's an opportunity to get some. Without disrespecting the Bulldogs.
But that's right, mate. You're right, Gertz. I mean, you know what it takes. When I saw this side, it reminded me of your 2003 side. Like, no one, I didn't have Panthers in my eight. I mean, you might have, but you sort of forget the chemistry and the camaraderie that these young boys have coming through that system. You know, we knew they won reserve grade, they won the SG balls and stuff. Yeah. I remember.
We talk about regular. I think the bubble just exaggerates everything too, Dan. I mean, they're really tight group.
Yeah, when it's good, it's really good. Yeah, when it's bad.
Exactly right.
So if they win tomorrow against the Cowboys, they win the minor premiership with a week to spare. The 8 o'clock game, we'll be calling this on Triple M in Queensland, Parramatta versus Broncos. Another hiding Dell, or do you think the Broncos might at least give a few troubles?
Oh, look, the Broncos, they'll try, but they've just forgotten how to win.
Mate, they're busted too.
Oh, they're busted.
Ben Teo's playing front row.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, and you know what I find? Like, I've liked Isaac Luke for a long time, and they need a new CEO and a coach ASAP, but they're talking about signing Isaac Luke for another year. Like, mate, you just got to back the players coming through now. And then but don't forget, Andrew McKellar, if he doesn't get a contract, he's still contracted. He goes back there next year.
Brisbane.
Okay. Yep.
Manly Gold Coast Saturday afternoon. We'll have that on Triple M Footy. Melbourne West's Tigers on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh.
Smith versus Grant.
Harry Grant, how good.
Big selling point there.
Mate, what do you think it's taken Cam so long? Do you reckon he just doesn't know what he wants to do?
Oh, you know what I reckon? I reckon that Cam still really looks like he's enjoying
the game.
Yeah.
And he wants to go on, and he's feeling an immense amount of pressure from the club because obviously this young guy is going to come back and going to be a star for the next 10 or 15 years. And it mightn't even be the club that's putting the pressure on Cam. I think it's probably himself knowing that, I mean, he's just given so much to that organisation.
Yeah.
And to be put in a position for some reason which is out of his control that he needs to make a decision where he might need to retire for the good of the club, I think it's hard for him to swallow.
Yeah.
And it should be. He shouldn't be made to retire just because the club, have this guy coming through. But I think he's selfless enough to know that for the club's sake, it's probably the best thing for the organisation.
They're waiting for him to make a call because they don't want to be disrespectful and push him out the door.
Yeah.
But do you think there's a part of him waiting for them to sort of give him a nudge because he wants to play on? They've got a 10-year player waiting.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be the guy that leaves them. He wants them to leave him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I got it. It all makes perfect sense because I've thrown a few little different things around in my head. And just the way that you can just see, he's not playing like it's his last game. He's just enjoying it.
Yeah, I think, Dan, and I love seeing one club players, but he could give so much to another organisation now.
100%.
And the thing is, he needs to be careful because at that stage of your career, after so much success, you don't want to go and get beaten every week. So he needs to be careful what that next move may be. But if he went to the Titans next year with the people around him that are there and the way that organisation's going, I mean, I wouldn't go to the Broncos, to be honest, at this point, if I only had 1 or 2 years left in me because I think that's a slow burn, a slow build.
Yeah.
But the Titans, they could play finals football next year with a guy like him in their side.
It seems so similar to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They're together for 20 years. Tom left, but it was obvious that they wanted to move. It was just time to part ways.
Yeah.
But Tom didn't want to be the bad guy. He ended up leaving, but they left on good terms.
Yeah.
And you just wonder if that's what Cam wants, just to make sure that, hey, no one thinks I'm
jumping ship and I'm losing. And I don't think anyone would do that now. And what a great story that is for the game. Because it's a bit of a sad story if he stays and then, he's made to move on, young Grant. But if he just goes and gives...
All he's got to say is, I feel good, I'm enjoying my footy, I want to go on, but I can't do this to the club. We've got an absolute gun here for 10 years, and it's not fair for me to do this to the club.
Yep.
And everyone's happy.
There's no noses out of joint.
Nah.
Melbourne could only, from what the service is given, that whole state
yes.
and the game of rugby league in that area... They have to just, you know, let him go.
So that's the 5:30 game Saturday night. It's the Roosters at the cricket ground again against Cronulla. Geez, Cronulla need to scalp, don't they? They seem to feast on the bad teams, and they got the job done against the Warriors.
Yeah,
well
just
done. Locking. Yeah, but they got.
I know.
They killed off all the other teams outside the eight. So, you know, 10 wins, 8 losses. But, geez, have they taken a good team the distance this year? If they have, it feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, you just know that they just can't go with those big teams for. They're just so inconsistent. And then when you think, okay, we might see the Sharks evolve. I know they've had a lot of turnover, and obviously no Wade Graham there. It makes it hard. And some of those young players, like Mulitalo, like I think he's a good young player, but he comes with a couple of mistakes, and that's what breaks that momentum. Mate, Roosters will skin him.
Canberra Warriors Sunday 2 p.m. So we're back to the 2 p.m. games, and in our game, Knights versus Dragons, Hunter Stadium. Newcastle might be playing for a home final. Newcastle have got the Dragons and the Knights and the Titans to finish. So that's all coming up on Triple M Footy. We'll concentrate on the Dogs after this, and kickoff not too far away. It's South versus the Bulldogs live on Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.